young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Hey, what's up? This is Dupel. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
East Country Road.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this series, your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. And this is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. And yeah, definitely tomorrow morning, tune in to CFRC for a morning of a good country dose, a good Sunday morning country dose with Johnny Woodlock there. I've listened to that show. I'm a huge fan, Johnny, if you're listening. You do a spectacular job, And my old Uncle Fifi used to listen to a lot of old country and bluegrass, and it's stayed with me. We used to do it on a bunch of fishing trips and that too, so I love it. As you know, speaking of which, I was talking about how I was dancing to Cacao, and I cut it down into halftime and found myself dancing just like you are about to dance to this. Good Co. Heavy.
For your soul.
Cody. Love this stuff, man. Whoops, wrong button. There we go. Yeah, I love that song. You could see it was all, I was too busy just like spinning around the control room. not really. I was just kind of chair grooving. All right. So that, of course, was Good Co. and Heavy. Oh, my brain. So now, I was in for a treat that I did not expect. I wandered over from Muziki down into Diagon Alley there and to the drain, which resides just outside of the Toucan. And there, I'm telling you, Abby hit a home run with these guys. Joan Smith and the Jane Does. Wow. Do Me Some Harm is the name of the album. And, Nelly. Ooh, Nelly. These guys just were killing it. Love these guys. Joan, I was talking to, I was talking to Lyle. Yeah, no, it wasn't. On the vocals and guitars is Joan Smith. Guitar and vocals, Tom. I never really had a chance to talk to him much. Tom Jewis. But man, he's super cool too. He had this one song where Joan was just like doing background vocals, but she was like screaming them. But it was like the perfect volume. Like, whoo! This Joan, man, she has, Joan Smith has a voice. And you are going to hear it. I am going to play a song called Harm. And I also got a CD off of them that. So we'll make sure we play some more of this in the future. Joan Smith and the Jane Does. You got to check these guys out. I think I got the right turntable. Let's see. Give a listen. Oh yeah, this is a groove. I was loving this one. I was rocking to it.
Get this girl nearly every single day. Give up again.
Yeah.
to the hills, I run for my life. Now ain't that a shame, I'm the closer to fire.
I told you, aren't these guys out of control, man? Joan Smith and the Jane Does, man, so good. I'm going to play another track too, just because that whole time I just had my earphones on, I was listening to it. I just cracked the vinyl. So this is the first time I've been listening to it. It's amazing. Yeah, we'll throw on another one, but that one was called Harm. Do Me Some Harm is the name of the album. Definitely check these guys out. www.jonesmith.com. I was also chatting with Vivian, where's her name? Vivian Wilder, who played bass. So Vivian, super cool too. She's got a band. I'm going to look it up on Spotify. But Vivian has a band coming, I think in September, she said, or October, to town. Also from Toronto. I want to check out her stuff too. She was super cool, super cool. Okay. Joan Smith and the Jazz. Sorry, I'm like hypnotized by the record. You can understand, for all you little Gen Zers out there, there's this thing that happens to you when you put your phone down and you don't stream. You actually start to pay attention to things. So now it's good and bad. Right? Like your parent would have you like pay attention, put that down, look at me, all this stuff, all the things that parents say. No judgment. Dude, I did it too. I just didn't realize how ridiculous I sounded and how wrong I was. So, I did it again. I'm just staring at the album. This album is so cool. All right, so. Thank you for tuning into CFRC and having the patience and, just the integrity of individual to show up and to put up with good old DJ Over Easy. This is Making Bacon, Saturday morning in Kingston, Ontario, CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca. Come down. You can have as much fun as I am right now. And it's immeasurable. They don't have a funometer that goes this high. So it's, you got to get down here. You know, Hugh, coming up next on Folk Everything. What a gem. What a gem. He's got some incredible music for you. And the thing I love about Hugh, I don't hope he's not listening. He's over in the control room there. He's not listening, so I can talk about him. Hugh is just such a wonderful energy towards music. Every single day, every week that I've come in here, Hugh, asks me or comments or talks about or needs more information from something that I had been just playing on the radio as he's coming into the station and he's listening. That's how into the Hugh is such an amazing dude. I even interest that man. That's how cool he is. So you got to check him out coming up next. All right. I had alluded to the fact that I was chatting with Kiel from Emily Steele and Deal at Wolf Island, and we had a really fun conversation about just kind of music structure and these types of things. Now, one thing that I did not pick up on, because it's one of those things where I got a good ear, but I'm no musician, so my ear didn't really fully understand what was happening because these people are that good. The Surfajets, okay? Surfajets, saw them in town about a month ago. Beautiful, gorgeous album, beautiful vinyl, beautiful colors, incredible music. Now, they don't have a typical band structure, okay? They, rather than have like a lead guitar and a rhythm guitar and vocalists, no vocalists, but they have two lead guitars, okay? Now, again, non-musician. I see a band, I know what they do, and but when you don't have a lead singer who's playing rhythm and you have these two lead guitars, it is a whole different experience when you understand what's happening. Meaning, it's like having two singers. If anything, I'm going to say the Surfajets is like the Run DMC equivalent of rock. Okay, you got two MCs up there just bouncing it back and forth and being able to just kind of build off each other and keep the momentum of the music and everything going. So I have a perfect example of that from side one, track two, called Toasted Western. You'll be able to hear a little conversation between the two lead guitars. You got one with a little surf, a little deeper dong 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 dong, dong, and then you got a ding 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 ding, a little higher tone surf on. See, no music guy. Just dong ding 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 ding. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Do you know what dong ding 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 ding? Okay, all right, enough of this. Okay, let's get into the Surfajets and Toasted Western. Whoops, wrong one. Isn't that fun? Isn't that cool? You see what I'm talking about? Oh, well, I shouldn't say me. Thank you, Kiel, for being able to share your knowledge and also being able to be a part of Emily Steele and the deal and bring in wonderful music to the Kingston area. Wonderful asset. Okay, now back into DJ's old, DJ Over Easy's old earball here. Let's give it a little tickle. I want to bring to you another album that is a treasure that I hold dear. Armillary Sphere. Yeah. Now, get ready. Get ready. It is good. It is so good. It's going to challenge you to your heights. Now, this is... So here's where I'm coming from. Let me read what's on the back of this. Performed, produced, mixed, and mastered by Colin McDonald. Okay? You, my friends, are about to hear a soundscape of the energy of life just slapping you right in the face. Just slap. And it's all just one dude. One dude creates. See, Colin, to me, when I listen to his album, it's a good one. He creates like a fantasy world with his music because he's just one person. So it's like, you know, whatever that racist lady's name is, who or the homophobic lady who did the Harry Potter stuff, whatever her name, I can't remember. Anyways, she created this whole fantasy world. And just, you know, but Colin does this with music. And he keeps any homophobia out of it, I do believe. So check this out. Check this out, Colin. You do a great job, buddy. Right there. That's it. That's what I'm telling you. Right there, Colin McDonald. Our Millery Sphere, check it out, stream in, buy the album, buy the CDs. That song was called Epitome. And like I mentioned, an entire fantasy soundscape created by one individual, a very hardworking young man who also does, oh, you must check out his stone guitar picks. He does guitar picks out of gemstones, and they're gorgeous. I got some from my daughter, Lola. And, yeah, get online, our Millery Sphere, our Millery Picks, call McDonald. All right. Now, I'm just going to, after playing something like that, there's only one way to ease out of it into blissful punk joy. It is with the Meringues. And I do believe I got queued up 70 Lemon Trees. One thin little line. Get every last little sound in there. And the Meringues, Pavlov's Dog, is the name of the album. And the Meringues, again, Kingston, man, oh man, Ted and Amanda, Is it two individuals? Ted Evans, let me tell you. Amherst Island Radio, check it out. I have yet to listen to it for quality time, let's say. I have a little bias to CFRC, I have to admit. There's a little self-affirmation bias going on. But no, that's not it at all. I do it because everybody on the CFRC does an insanely good job. I always feel like a complete imposter syndrome dude. So Pavlov's dog, the meringues, and that was called 70 Lemon Trees. Yeah, again, I'm captivated by this beautiful album that they put together, so colorful. Oh, merch. You got to get their merch. Their merch is so cool. Of course, because they are. Did I not cue that up? See, good and bad. I said to Gen Z, you know, you need to get these albums and look at the art and get engulfed into the experience of listening. It just, you shouldn't do it on live radio like I am and just keep. I forgot to cue up the next record because I was just like busy doing that. But what I'm going to play, see, I have backups for my backups because I'm DJ over easy, right? If there's one thing I taught myself in life, it's that everybody is prone to things not working out the way that you had hoped. So I said to myself, we need to have backup plans. So talk about backup plans. I got back from the dead, a little place called Aspen. My buddy Nolan and his pals doing a great job, and the Spotify streams are showing that they're doing a great job. They're killing it out there. 20,000 ish on a bunch of their new releases. Keep going, boys. Here we go. Back from the dead, a little place called Aspen.
But it came crawling back to me. Two shots to one heart, then I burned him with kerosene. Up over top of the cemetery.
And that was a little place called Aspen and Back from the Dead. Where'd it go? Oh, yeah, there it is. Back from the Dead, little place called Aspen. Good. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located in Kingston, Ontario, on the Queen's campus, Queen's University, which will be coming back in the near future. And as I mentioned, young man out there, show some integrity, please. Show some integrity. I call upon all of the young men of Kingston, especially military men and men wearing cowboy hats. There's a high occurrence, a high statistical probability that if you are in the military or you are wearing a cowboy hat, you are going to be yelling obscenities at another man, yelling obscenities at you, and get into some physical altercation. Well, please don't. Please don't. It's just silly. And don't get me started on loud vehicles. All right. So enough of whining and complaining like an old fart. Joan Smith and the Jane Does again. Can't get enough. Where did you sleep last night? Have a little taste of this. Oh, thin little line. Tiny little line. It's just small. Just tiny little thing.
Tell me, where did you
just picture this. It was like, you know, 2 a.m. It's a couple beverages, you know how it goes. And that comes on, and good old DJ Over Easy was just in a groove, let me tell you. Oh, I forgot to mention, when I was at the Toucan, and she was whisked away early, we'll say, for reasons I won't get into. However, I was at the Toucan, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know you. You are the bass player for, at first I guessed Rev Zed, and I was like, and she's like, nope, you got it wrong. And I was like, oh man, okay, it's like a palooza in my old DJ brain. I was talking to Paul. Paul's like this giant drummer, metal drummer dude in their band who is incredible. Shout out to Paul. If anybody's looking for a drummer, that dude, he's amazing. And I'm like going. And you know what? I never got her name. but the band was Jinx. That I do believe played like Lollapalooza, or what is it called? Alepalooza. And so she was there. When this song came on, okay, it's listed here as Where Did You Sleep Last Night? But I'll get into that. That, when they were like riffing on the guitar player took out the, they're like X cables. I can't remember what they're called, certain cables. He took out the cable from the amp and started playing the guitar with the cable. And I wasn't watching. I had my eyes closed and I was just like grooving to it. And like after a couple seconds, I was like, hold up. What did I just hear? Like, it was the weirdest, craziest sound ever. I had no idea. And I looked over and he's playing the guitar with the cord. It was so incredible. And I look over at Jinx Girl and she's like sitting there mind blown. And I was like, what just happened? It was so cool. So that is how cool Joan Smith and the Jane Does are. You gotta check them out. Okay. I didn't even have another song prepared. Let's go. Check this thing out. This came across my, Spotify. What do you call it? The new feed, release radar, on Spotify or whatever it's called, new releases. And Bird and Brian did a cover of Miss Jackson. And not until 2/3 of the way through the song, I'm like singing this song. And I'm like, what the heck is happening? I'm like, I was like, oh, it's an Outkast song. Okay, I don't know if you remember Outkast. To those who don't listen to hip hop, to those who do, they are iconic. But here is a fun little cover of Miss Jackson by Outkast, originally by Bird and Brian.
Become a magician to abracadabra, all the sound.
You don't need earphones. And I just had a little surprise visit into the studio.
It is I, DJ Tanner.
Recognize that voice? You may not, because you may be already sleeping. You may already have been whisked away into a nice lull with that calm voice of DJ Tangent. So DJ Tangent just stopped in to say hi to everyone.
Yes, hi everyone. Actually, I stopped in to install a pre-recorded show for tomorrow because I don't know how to do it from the other room.
Yeah. So let's interrupt a live broadcast to be able to do my thing, right? No, I just joked.
Priorities, people. Priorities.
I forced him to come in here and say something just to help me sign off.
And you also want me to help you record something after this.
Yeah, that's top secret.
I had to be here anyway.
Yeah, you can't let people in on top secret projects that old DJ Overeasy's working on.
I have a key card you can't keep yet.
Yeah, but we don't need any government organization or city of Kingston listening to what DJ Overeasy's up to. I need to stay off of every list.
So just if you happen to tune in at 2 p.m. tomorrow, it won't be the shambles of last week's show.
Well, don't promise that.
It's pre-recorded.
Oh, it's pre-recorded. Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah, because every time
I already hit all the wrong buttons.
And edit them out.
I was too prepared last week.
Excellent. I always say I'm going to be prepared, and here I am staring at albums when I get in here. And I would like to sign off and say thank you to all the long-suffering listeners out there for tuning in to CFRC and supporting the radio despite my inadequacies and musical tastes. It's a blast, and you guys are the best, and Kingston's great. Keep us connected.
And they'll let just anybody do this.
Literally, if you saw the two of us right now, you'd be like, yep, they'll let anybody do it.
He was over in the other room looking at us, shaking his head.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you, coming up next, Folk Everything. I did forget to mention, sorry, buddy, Wilhound. Wilhound was playing with Dupel and Cacao there Thursday night at Musiki's. So we're going to close out with Wilhound. Thanks, everyone. This is Make It Bacon. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Peace.